Santo, you're the youngest guy in that field. How did it feel to be 20 years old in your first World Championship final?
A lot less anxiety-ridden as the semi was. I'll tell you that much. No, it was fun. I don't know. Semi was just like, fuck, I put like too much pressure on myself. Just like, oh fuck, if I don't get it, you know what? It's like a shame I let myself down kind of thing. But here it was just fun. That's like kind of like the reason why we summarized to have fun. Uh-huh. I kind of lost that during prelims and semis. So I just got like too into my head.
Did swimming at Pan Am's kind of help you prepare for this big meet?
Yeah, I was like, actually, like Pan Am's was our focus, obviously, being at home. And here we're just supposed to have fun with it, you know? Whatever else happens is bonus. And that's what happened. So it was good. Yeah, it was good preparation. Sorry, dying right now. What was I saying?
Good preparation.
Yeah, it was good prep, like the first international experience at Pan Am's. So with some big names like coming here, some of the, like a bigger group, like all eight guys are going 48.0s or lower, as you saw tonight. So it was good.
Did you win 47.9 at Pan Am's? Did you think that you would be able to do that again?
Like I came in just like, you know what, get as close as I can to it. And I was like, first time doing it. A different scenario on a relay, you know, you always get hyped for that. So I was just trying to get as close as I could possible, especially being trying to hold that taper for the second meet. Well, you know what, I was good. Fabby.
Well, you can take away the fact you were out first at 50. So,
yeah.
You know, you could say you're faster than the other guys, at least 50 meters.
Yeah, it's kind of what I always do. This time worked out a little bit better than the other times. That's good.
You've got an interesting breathing technique, and I you know, where you kind of don't look like you really get your head turned at all. How did you start working with that?
Well, when I went to Russia, like I've always been like told, you know, my breath's a little too big. But I was working in Russia with Vlad and his coach. You kind of want to keep the breath within your body, you know, so because you don't want to break that plane or break your whole, you want to be like that, as straight as long as possible, cutting through the water. So that's where I started with it. I was still trying to work on the back half with it and not, you know, start dying, like going all that, but it's working, it's getting there too. And then my coach, Coley Stickles, he's been helping me a lot with it, been on my ass with it. Because like all the stuff I did at S, like at, in Russia, kind of lost focus when I went back to SC just because, you know, we're training to go 14 swims. Try to hold on as long as you can. And then with Cole, I learned, got back to the technique, got back to the details. That really like fine-tuned my racing.
What are you gonna take from this meet that you're gonna use, you know, next college season in SC and then getting ready for 2016?
It's not as scary as I thought. I can hang with these guys. It's not gonna be kind of that side of the way now. Seeing big old Nathan Adrian fucking towering over me, it's not gonna scare me anymore. Like stuff like that. It's all out of the way now.
Okay, nice. The fact that you were first at the 50, what does that tell you about where you are? I know you were talking about your stroke on the second 50, but is that something you need to establish before you can, is that part of the building process, I guess, to get out there in that big group of men and establish your speed?
I think it just means I'm a sprinter. Like, I have that easy speed in the front, like, you know. My buddy, I think the only person I know can go out with me or faster is going to be Vlad. Unfortunately, he wasn't at the final.
Yeah.
But all luckily for me, he gave me another opportunity.
So does Dave Sala, when you're in school, want you to go slower in the first 50?
It varies on swimmer, you know?
Yeah.
Not a lot of people can go out that quick and hang on. For me, it's better just to go for it and, like, hold on. If I were to hold back, like you saw in semis, it's harder for me.
Sure.
I'm not used to it. I'm not used to being behind in the beginning and trying to catch up. So it's a lot better for me just to be out ahead and focus on myself. Don't have to worry who's the left of me, who's the right of me, or getting caught in any waves.
What do you make of Ning? Were you expecting him to take gold coming in here this week?
Oh, honestly, like I was talking earlier to another reporter about like other swimmers.
Yeah.
I don't follow swimming like that much, you know. Kind of like I say, it distracts. And so, you know what? Good for him. Again, like, I don't know. Like after this week, I finally heard he was like 47.6, I believe, at one point. So obviously he's a contender, but
you had nothing about him.
No.
Never even heard of him.
No offense to any of the guys, but it's just not really my thing to follow what other guys are doing. No, you can't worry about them. You got to worry about yourself and what you can do at the time. Because this is a sport where you can't like judge your performance on what someone else is doing, you know? Like, whatever I do, it's not going to stop him from doing something, as it is like a team sport where you can defend someone, you can make a think or whatever they're going to do. You're in your own lane. You're not touching anybody else. So like, why bother?
Amazing, never even heard of the guy. That's a surprise.
Has there been discussion about the United States team and, you know, maybe the world changing a little bit?
No, like I know there's been a lot of doubt towards it, you know, just this meet. A lot of people are scrutinizing the fact that they picked the team a year ahead, and everybody can see the difference on some of the younger guys who are coming up. Like we just saw, an old teammate of mine, Ryan Murphy, didn't make the 100 back,
right.
But he went and slammed in the morning and beat everybody, what, by half a second?
Right.
So it's like stuff like that.
Would have run the race, it would have been an open.
Exactly.
Back, right?
But the U.S. is always good. The big picture for all of us, I believe, is the Olympics. And I think they'll be there to step it up. I have no doubt about that.
This is your first year representing Canada. What does it feel like having the Maple Leaf?
Feels amazing. Like, look it, I'm here. I have big shoes to fill. You know, being behind Brett Hayden, he's a big inspiration for me. It's awesome when I get tweets by him saying good job and congrats. So that's always fun. Just a chance to represent my country, represent my family. It's the greatest thing I could ever ask for. That's what I've been doing. I try to do the best of my ability.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.